I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, May 18th. Quincy Councilor at Large Nina Liang is the latest candidate to take out nomination papers to seek re-election. Liang pulled her papers yesterday. At Large Councilor Noel DeBona has also taken out papers to run again. But as of yesterday, at-large Councillor Ann Mahoney had not taken out papers. All the ward councillors, except Chuck Phelan, have also taken out papers, as Phelan is not seeking re-election. Retired Quincy Police Lieutenant Dan Minton and Richard Iacobucci have taken out papers to run for the Ward 5 seat. Attorney Richard Ash has also taken out papers to challenge Ward 2 Councillor Anthony Andronico. James Maloney has taken out papers to challenge Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. School committee members Paul Bregoli, Kathy Hubley, and Frank Santoro are seeking re-election, and Courtney Perdios, Liberty Schaff, and Catherine Campbell are also running for school committee. Candidates have until July 11th to return their papers to City Hall. This year's Memorial Day ceremony in Quincy will look a little different. The city says the annual ceremony will be held at the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center because of renovations going on at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. The parade will be the same, starting at 10:30 on Quincy Avenue at the Quincy Credit Union. The parade will travel to Hancock Street, to Temple Street, to Coddington Street, and then end at the Hancock Adams Common for the ceremony. Wreaths will be placed on the tombs of Presidents John and John Quincy Adams and their wives at the United First Parish Church. The guest speaker at this year's ceremony will be retired Quincy Police Detective and retired Army Sergeant Major Robert Pershard. In the event of rain, the ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. in the Quincy High School Auditorium. A teenager has died of injuries suffered in a Randolph shooting. Norfolk County DA Mike Morrissey announced yesterday 18-year-old Isaiah Andrade of Brockton died 3 days after he was found wounded in the area of 31 Grove Street, which is near the intersection of Randall Way. Randolph police, who responded to a noise complaint for a party in that residential area, discovered Andrade suffering from an obvious life-threatening injury while he was behind the wheel of a vehicle shortly after 3 a.m. on Sunday. Morrissey said officers rendered medical aid to Andrade until he could be transported to Boston Medical Center by members of the Randolph Fire Department. Randolph police detectives and state police detectives assigned to the Norfolk County DA's office have been investigating the shooting ever since it happened. Quincy Asian Resources will hold their 15th annual community banquet tonight at 6 p.m. at Ming's Seafood Restaurant on Hancock Street. This year's banquet will celebrate the expansion of Quarry's behavioral health initiatives with a vision to break the stigma surrounding mental health and behavioral health care and bring more resources to communities. The event will also celebrate their annual youth scholarship recipients and community champions who demonstrate ongoing commitment, leadership, and support of Quarry and immigrant communities in Quincy and beyond. Maria Dross Counseling Services of Quincy's annual Fashion for Compassion fundraiser is tonight at 6 p.m. at the Marriott Hotel at the Crown Colony Office Park in Quincy. Featured keynote speaker will be Dr. Kristen Lee, an internationally recognized award-winning behavioral science clinician, researcher, educator, speaker, and comedian from Boston. Models will include men from the New England Free Jacks rugby team of Quincy. All proceeds will support Maria Dross' mission, prioritizing access to affordable mental health counseling and holistic therapy. Maria Dross says they've been able to waive over $523,000 in fees over the past year, thanks to those donations. The top federal prosecutor in Massachusetts tried to use her position to influence the outcome of a race for Boston's district attorney by leaking information aimed at sabotaging the campaign of her preferred candidate's rival, according to the Justice Department's internal watchdog. The findings were disclosed a day after Rachel Rollins' lawyer told the AP she would resign tomorrow. saying she understands that her presence has become a distraction. The report said Rollins lied under oath to investigators by falsely claiming she was not the anonymous law enforcement source in a news article before later admitting to it. In December, the Inspector General's office referred the allegation to the department for a possible prosecution for false statements, but officials declined prosecution. The report also accused Rollins of soliciting and accepting 30 free tickets to a Boston Celtics game for youth basketball players and accepting payment from a sports and entertainment agency for flights and a stay at a luxury resort. Rollins also routinely used her personal cell phone for business, continued to accept contributions to her district attorney campaign account after becoming U.S. attorney, and attended a political fundraiser featuring First Lady Jill Biden, contrary to the advice Rollins was given and without proper Justice Department approval. The agency said Rollins tried to meddle in last year's race for Suffolk County DA by providing information to media suggesting then-acting DA Kevin Hayden was under federal investigation. The report says the U.S. attorney also helped Hayden's rival, Ricardo Arroyo, by providing him campaign advice and direction and coordinating with Arroyo on activities to help his campaign. Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell says she's reached a $6.1 million settlement with CVS to resolve allegations the pharmacy failed to follow state rules designed to keep costs down in the workers' compensation insurance system. State regulations require that certain state and federal benchmarks be reviewed when setting prices for prescription drug charges under the workers' compensation insurance. The settlement identified alleged failures concerning prescriptions filled at CVS locations in Springfield, New Bedford, Boston, and Worcester. As part of the settlement filed in Suffolk Superior Court, CVS agreed to work with the Attorney General's office to help prevent overcharges. Check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back. The Dow up 408. The NASDAQ rose 157, and the S&P added 48. Asian stocks followed Wall Street higher. The dollar is down. The euro fell. Oil at $72 a barrel. Sports: Celtics lose Game 1 of the Eastern Conference playoffs last night to Miami, 123-116. Game 2 tomorrow night in Boston at 8:30. Red Sox beat Seattle 12-3, and they travel out to San Diego to face the Padres tomorrow night at 9:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny and pleasant, a high 63. For tonight, clear, a low of 39. Sunday tomorrow, high 70 degrees. Scattered showers Saturday, highs in the mid-60s. Partly sunny, 75 on Sunday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 knots, will become southerly later today and a high tide right after 11 a.m. Sunrise 5:20, set at 8:01. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, May 18th.